This fall, the hills of Wrangell Island will be alive with the sound of music, literally. Casting is open for an abbreviated version of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, The Sound of Music. It's the first community theater production in the town of about 2,000 people in at least 20 years.
We're ready to bring it back.
Cindy Crary is the director of the Nolan Center, Wrangell's multi-purpose community building and museum. She's also co-directing the fall musical.
I have a deep passion for theater. I always have. And it's one of the things that when I took this position that I thought, okay, we're going to have to figure out a way to bring that back.
On paper, Wrangell has an arts council, but it hasn't been active in recent years. Crary directed an interactive showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show around Halloween in 2020, but strict COVID mitigation measures kept the traditionally exuberant show from really stretching its wings. Then, this spring, Crary saw a small production of The Wizard of Oz, put on as part of the elementary school graduation.
I just saw the excitement and the talent. Oh my gosh, some of these kids are just amazing. And I'm like, there is a need. I knew it. We need to get this going, and I want the whole community involved.
That version of Oz was produced by Tom Jenkins, the district's Indian Education Program Director. He says the process piqued his interest.
I'm finding all these old costumes, and I'm saying, what did this come from? So I guess in the elementary school, they used to have some. He says, time we start again.
Like Crary, Jenkins says he's a lifelong lover of theater and has been involved in several community theater productions.
I come from Tennessee. That's where I raise my children and have my grandchildren. So I'm involved in the Tennessee, East Tennessee theater scene a little bit. And here, more recently, I produced the little play for the elementary school graduation last semester, Wizard of Oz. Some people saw it. And we had fun with it, and we got talking, you know, could we do something bigger?
Crary and Jenkins settled on The Sound of Music because of the wide age range of the cast and its popularity. They figured most people would know the play or the movie.
But it's funny because actually when he was talking about it with some of the students at the high school, they weren't familiar with it. And I've talked to a few other people that are like, huh? So maybe it's more of a classic than, you know, I don't know. Once people see it, I think they're going to love it.
Pulling together a musical in a town that hasn't staged an all-ages production in decades is no easy feat, Jenkins says. First step, get the script.
So we've purchased the rights to perform from a company in New York City, and they had to review to decide if we were good enough to do their play. I want to emphasize that this is a reduced Sound of Music. We couldn't afford, and I don't think they wanted us to do the full production. Maybe if we get their confidence, we could do that. But right now, they're giving us a reduced, it still is almost $1,000 just to get the rights to do it.
The next step is to find wireless microphones for the performers. The Nolan Center already has some that could work, but Crary and Jenkins say they're still doing research.
I wish we had a super expert on sound, you know, that could help us on that. But anyway, we're working on our headset microphones. We want to be mic'd. It's nothing worse than going to a musical and not be able to hear.
And, of course, a show needs some major community involvement. The Sound of Music requires at least 13 cast members of all ages for lead singing roles, plus others to serve as nuns, soldiers, and other background or non-singing characters. Crary says the initial response to the casting call has been terrific.
We're really hoping that a lot of people show up. Because there are a lot of roles, actually. So there's several singing roles, but not all of the parts are singing roles. So, you know, we need a lot of nuns. Not all of them have to be singing roles. We definitely need kids that can sing, though. So I know they're here in the community because I've seen them at our talent shows.
Crary says a community member has already volunteered to help with set design, but more volunteers will be needed for designing and building the background scenes for the musical. They're hoping to have 3 sets. And the production will also need a fair amount of help sewing costumes. Think of the Von Trapp children's 7 matching outfits made of curtains. Auditions are scheduled for September 20th and 21st. Crary says those will be a mix of public and private evaluations of both singing and acting skills.
We want people to be comfortable to sing and act in front of people, but initially we're going to do a few of them, especially with the kids privately, just to kind of get a good feel for what their talent level is.
Scripts are divided by age group: adult men and women, high schoolers, older and younger elementary schoolers. Tweens can decide whether to choose high school or elementary school scripts, and actors will have to be dedicated. Crary says they're planning to rehearse at least twice a week.
It's definitely going to be a time commitment. We only have basically 2 months to get this completely fine-tuned. So all of October, all of November, but you know, we have Thanksgiving in there, so we have to allow for that.
Beyond the musical itself, Jenkins says he's excited to bring community theater back to Wrangell. Neighboring communities Petersburg and Ketchikan both have well-established community theater groups, the Mitkoff Mummers to the north and the First City Players to the south.
Wrangell needs things like this. And once in a while, I'm over at Petersburg and they do something and they talk, you know, we've got to at least match Petersburg or top them. So that's, you know, I'm motivated by that too.
Ultimately, Jenkins says he looks forward to what he hopes will be a reasonably successful production.
And I'm not looking for perfection. We're a small town. Even if somebody in the end has to have their script up there on the stage, it won't kill me. You know, we can get away with a little bit of amateurishness, but we're going to do the best we can.
Crary says she's excited to see the community come together in a way it hasn't in a while.
You know all these people from all these different roles in town, but to see all of these different people come together and sing and perform, it's just such a warm community feeling.
And if all goes according to plan, The Sound of Music will be the first of many Wrangell community productions to come.
We want to do this quarterly, so if this turns out to be as popular and great as I hope it will be, then we want to do another one in the spring. So I've already had people throw suggestions at me. Number one was Grease. So we'll see. Those costumes would be great.
But before looking for pink ladies' jackets or saddle shoes, Crary and Jenkins will be on the hunt for old curtains to outfit the Von Trapp bunch. Wrangell's production of The Sound of Music is scheduled to open with two shows the first week of December. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.